In the late 1960s, the families of American aviators who had been shot down during the Vietnam War became alarmed at reports that U.S. prisoners were being mistreated. The families also weren't getting much official information. How they reacted changed the way we think about missing troops and what our government does about them. Jay Price of member station WUNC reports.
About 200 people, many arriving on motorcycles, are gathered at a military memorial garden in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Some wear jackets that say Rolling Thunder and have sewn on patches of the iconic black and white POW/MIA flag.
There are currently 39 North Carolina servicemen still unaccounted for from the Vietnam War. Members of Rolling Thunder NC5 will now conduct the roll call of those 39 MIAs.
It's a ceremony near Camp Lejeune marking POW/MIA Recognition Day.
Glenn Richard Cook, United States Air Force, Charlotte, North Carolina. Andrew Johnson Craven, United States Army, Wilmington, North Carolina.
David Lynch is an Afghanistan and Iraq veteran and president of the local Rolling Thunder chapter.
Well, I knew if I died in a foreign land, I would like to know that my country would try to bring me back home so my family would have closure. The problem was is we had a lot of personnel over in World War I, World War II, Korea, and in Vietnam who died in foreign lands, and the government made no attempt to bring them back.
In 1970, a small group of activists created the National League of POW/MIA Families, which grew and eventually pushed its issues onto the nation's front burner. For almost 40 years, the driving force behind the league has been a formidable woman named Ann Mills Griffiths, the sister of a missing naval aviator. She's now CEO and chairman of its board.
It's a constant battle. It really is. If you get into it, it's very complex and it is very interesting from a standpoint of foreign policy, defense policy, regional policy.
Mills Griffiths became the only non-governmental member of a task force that helped shape national policy on the POW/MIA issue. She built relationships she still relies on with officials in Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia, and became a famously skilled political operator in Washington. There, the League fought for resources to recover and identify lost troops. The Pentagon now spends more than $110 million a year on the effort. But most of the identifications nowadays are from the Korean War and World War II. Far more service members are missing from those conflicts than in Southeast Asia. And Mills Griffiths says Vietnam families are running out of time.
We're losing the witnesses. And in Southeast Asia, the soil is such it's acidic, it eats remains. Literally, the remains are disappearing. So, sure, there's a greater urgency. Plus, it's more recent, and immediate family members are still alive.
The movement's thinking is now hardwired into the way Americans view the captured and missing. There's a dark side, though. Wild-eyed conspiracy theories that popped up on its fringes, lingering beliefs that the government left large numbers of POWs behind. There's even a related genre of adventure movies.
Sylvester Stallone is back as Rambo. His mission, to locate American POWs in Vietnam. His orders, not to engage the enemy.
Not much chance he'll obey. But the movement's achievements are considerable. The ongoing identification efforts, the public's concern for the missing, and the League's black POW/MIA flags, which are now seemingly everywhere. State capitals, town squares, and by law, they fly regularly at the White House and U.S. Capitol. The League itself, though, has faded. It's now housed in a small office park in a suburb of Washington, D.C. that's home to discount dentists and immigration attorneys. Once, Mills Griffiths had a staff of six. She has just one now, and Mills Griffiths herself has been retired since 2011, though she still shows up for work every day. But the League's goal, the fullest possible accounting of missing service members from the Vietnam War, which once seemed all but impossible, is now plausible.
If I walked away today, I'm very proud of the legacy that the League will have left for the country and the people that we were able to get back so far. And that's quite a few, 1,042 since the end of the war. And we have about 1,000 to go.
Or maybe just 999. In 2011, Vietnamese fishermen snagged something. the wreckage of a jet, the one that Mills Griffith's brother, Lieutenant Commander James B. Mills, went missing in. Now some of that same Pentagon machinery she helped put in place is sifting evidence recovered from the site, trying to erase the question mark beside one more name.
Eric Parker, Bryce, United States Navy, Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
For NPR News, I'm Jay Price in Jacksonville, North Carolina.